Welcome back, everyone, here at the beautiful Cleveland Racquet Club, where we are with our singles finalist here at the 2021 Cleveland Open. He fought off multiple match points today, but in the end, it's 20-year-old Jensen Brooksby advancing not only to his second career Challenger final, but his second Challenger final of this 2021 season. Jensen, how are you feeling after today's result?
I'm feeling great. I mean, that was a tough match. Emilio's a great competitor. 2-6, 2-5. I kept fighting a couple match points down, and I just stayed strong mentally, and I was able to come back and get the win today.
Mm-hmm. And I believe it was at 4-5 in that second set when you took a medical timeout for your leg. And, you know, I think now this is, what, 15 matches you played or 14 pro matches here at the start of this season. Obviously, want to talk a little bit more about your play today, but just in general, physically, has that been the most difficult thing this week, is still just adjusting to the level of pro tennis?
Yeah, definitely the physical aspect, just staying healthy. It's the toughest thing for me at the moment, just throughout all the matches. It's just a process.
Mm-hmm. But it did feel like tactically today, you kind of found a way to sink your teeth in the match. You know, again, you were down match points, so evidently something wasn't working that you were able to flip around. What do you think was the change you made tactically to ultimately get this match to go your way?
Yeah, I mean, I went into the match with a certain game plan, and he did pretty well against it, and I was able to change it. I ended up just hitting more balls to his backhand in a row rather than like moving him. I was just hitting more balls to the backhand, and then later on switch. And I control the point switch line. Was my goal. No. I was able to flip it.
It's so interesting you say that, because watching the match, you could see your patterns, how disciplined you were, and it was so impressive. And now again, two challenger titles here to start your challenger finals.
Hopefully.
Yeah, exactly. I'm doing a little projecting for you to start your 2021 season, given all of the injuries and just all of the setbacks all of us dealt with in 2020. Yeah. How encouraging, how good do you feel with the start to your season?
Yeah, I mean, 2020 was a rough year for everyone, definitely me included. I'm really happy to just be competing, getting some wins out here, and I'm just happy to be playing again.
Mm-hmm. And when you see guys, and we've talked about this before, but you know, your peers, Sebastian Korda, Brandon Nakashima, guys you competed growing up and competing against, you see them have success. They're both, I think, inside the ATP top 200. And now with your results here this week, you are hovering right around that top 200. Does it give you that little extra kick of motivation seeing how much they succeeded at the end of 2020? And perhaps is that part of the reason behind your start here this year?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely gives me motivation. I mean, they're good players, and it's cool to see the other Americans doing well. And but yeah, it definitely gives me some motivation. You know, like I know I can be there up there too. So I'm just not setting any limits, taking week by week.
No, absolutely. Did you see the Musetti result last night? Does that give you anything as well? It just feels like every week there's a new youngster, whether it's challenger or ATP level, making a new run.
Yeah, I mean, I did see that. Yeah, and seems he's playing well. I mean, yeah, a lot of the younger guys are pushing up there now, for sure, it seems. So I think I'm doing the same.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you included on that list. Well, then my final question for you again, second challenger final. What do you do perhaps differently this time than you did in South Africa? What did you learn from that experience that you can translate here into tomorrow?
Yeah, I had a few nerves in the first challenger final in South Africa, and lost the first set there, and so yeah, I'll just be more relaxed this one. I have more confidence for sure after pulling through that one, and just rest up, and I'll be confident. I trust my game more for sure. Just each passing day, I seem to get more confident, so I'll be ready mentally.
I'm gonna sneak in one more. Do you remember the last time you fought off match points and won a match?
Ooh,
prior to today, it's had to have happened.
Yeah, I think actually against Brandon.
Oh, sure.
USC Futures. I think it was January 2019. I think I was 3 match points saved in the second set.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
I think that's the last time.
Yeah, well, that's fitting. And again, you've been so spectacular all week long. It's been such a pleasure to watch. Ladies and gentlemen, Jensen Brooksby, congratulations on the victory.
Thanks.